Philip tells a new friend about Jesus. After Jesus rose again and returned to heaven, his disciples taught people about the salvation that is found in Jesus. They started churches in Jerusalem. Most Jews in Jerusalem did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God, the promised Messiah. The Jewish leaders put some followers of Jesus in jail and killed others. When the persecution worsened, many believers traveled to other cities for safety. They taught people in their new towns about Jesus. God used this difficult time to spread his message. Philip had been chosen by the Jerusalem church to be a deacon. He helped distribute food to people who needed it. When the persecution worsened, Philip went to Samaria. Many people became believers because of his preaching. But one day, God sent an angel to Philip to tell him, "Go south. Go to the desert road that leads to Gaza." And Philip immediately obeyed God. On the road, he saw a chariot with an important man inside. He was the treasurer of the Queen of Ethiopia. The man was interested in God, and he did not know much about God, but he had come to Jerusalem to worship and learn. He was now reading a scroll from the book of Isaiah on his journey home. He did not understand it, but he wanted to. God's Spirit spoke to Philip again. "Go, walk by the chariot." Philip came up to the chariot. "Do you understand what you're reading?" he asked. "No. What does it mean?" asked the Ethiopian man. "Who is the writer talking about? Please, come explain it to me." Philip climbed into the chariot and told the man all about Jesus and how he could forgive the man's sins and give him a new life. As they rode, they came upon some water. "Look, here's some water," exclaimed the Ethiopian man. "I believe that Jesus is the promised Savior. I want to be baptized." Philip baptized the man. When they came out of the water, God's Spirit miraculously transported Philip to another place to share the good news. The Ethiopian man rejoiced all the way home. From Acts 8:26-39.